It's less than 2 days before opening night, and a group of Templeton Elementary students are practicing a group protest. In their play, which they helped write with their parents, they march on the State House in Indianapolis to let the governor know how they feel about their end of the $300 million in public school budget cuts handed down earlier this year. Templeton's librarian, or media specialist, has been eliminated from next year's budget. Sixth grader Stella Winterman plays Governor Grandstand, a loose depiction of Governor Mitch Daniels.
I'm upset about it, and I think they could have cut other things that are a little less important than a librarian, because like the librarian takes care of all the computers and sets up all the computer tests, takes care of the library. A lot of people love her, and she's been here a long time, so I don't think it's right to get rid of her.
I think it was the first thing on everybody's mind, parents and kids, when we came together.
Jennifer Livesay's daughter, Vivian, is in the play. Together, all the parents and students wrote the script, designed the costumes, all the things needed when putting on a play.
A lot of these kids here, when they read the news in the newspaper, about all the things that were being cut. There were a lot of kids who were crying at home about the things that were going to be cut. And so they were really thinking about it when they came together, and the parents were. And so it just all sort of came together.
Late this winter, the Monroe County School Board authorized nearly $6 million in reductions. Personnel, besides media specialists, were cut, and Elementary Strings and Bradford Woods will not be funded next year, among other programs. Despite the nature of the play and the budget cuts, Livesay says the play is not political.
I think the play is an expression of the kids' feelings, and what is being done on a statewide level affects the kids personally. But I don't think that they mean it as a political protest. I think that they just want to be heard.
Templeton principal Michael Shipman says there's a possibility a media specialist could return to the school someday, but the funding picture must change first.
We have to prioritize those things that we'd like to see come back.
Play director Breshawn Joyner says volunteers will now run the library indefinitely.
Perhaps, you know, our play speaks to the idea of maybe librarians are taken for granted, that there's some real importance there. And when we take things for granted and it goes away, we somehow learn the hard way that we really have lost something.
The show, The Case of the Missing Librarian, premieres Thursday evening at Templeton. Joyner says the students hope community members and the Monroe County School Board are watching. For WFIU News, I'm Daniel Robison.
Go ahead and finish this last scene.
Can I do it?
Yeah. Great. What? Okay. Let's go ahead and finish up this last scene, because we need to move on to the next part of our rehearsal.